Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them.
Okay, we're gonna have a little food problem here already with these guys. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Phil.
Good, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you got home safe and sound. We stayed and checked a few things out, but I wanted to, I got to do something real quick for a friend of mine. We had a little incident over the weekend, and I'll be right back, okay?
Roger that.
All right. Okay, we had a, let's see here. They're jamming us up here. Hey, whoever's on the phone, do me a favor, hang up and call back. They're jamming up the server. not let anybody hear the show because there's no sound right now. I'm doing something and waiting for it to hook up. Okay, hang on. We're almost there. I know you guys can hear me. Okay, here we go. Hey, hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could hear you before.
Okay.
But I still hung up and called back.
Okay.
But now I can see the chat. I couldn't see the chat before.
Yeah, they're trying to jam with us already.
It's just one of those days, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. I want to, I promised I'd do something for one of my friends, and I'm going to do that right now. It seems that we had a little incident over the weekend. And actually, it was somebody got hit by a drunk driver. But we're going to do the, called the Juju Memorial Fund. As you may have heard in the news, Juliana and another were victims of a drunk driver. They were passengers in a car that plunged into the Otay Reservoir Sunday, August 5th. This was an unfortunate and unexpected tragedy, and any help from everybody listening, okay? And I'll put the link in the chat room now for to make a donation. Thank you. I hope you knock somebody on their ass when you go to roller derby later. But it is, they're going to have a car wash fundraiser Friday from 4:30 to 7:30 at Karina's Mexican Restaurant located at 1705 Island Avenue, National City. The goal is to raise approximately $8,000 for the funeral costs, as well as Golden Hill Liquor at 2795 B Street in San Diego from 8 to 12 on Tuesday is going to have a fundraiser car wash. So I'll give you, I'll also give you, if anybody wants any other information, I'll give you Gabriel's contact information. I'll put that in the chat room also. It's unfortunate because I guess the drunk driver hit a biker the other day and killed him too. I haven't got all the information. Yeah, I just heard through the grapevine and they're looking for the guy.
Well, you heard about the shooting in Wisconsin, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I
bringing the military in.
Yeah. Well, I don't have no sympathy for that religion myself.
Yeah. Well, I know that's just crazy everywhere.
Yeah. But Paul, hold on, Nora. Okay.
Okay.
Paul.
Yes.
Hey. So. Do you want to talk a little bit about the events that went on over the weekend?
Yeah, sure. I was hoping Martin Resendez was on, or some of his guys from the Rosarito Beach Toy Run. We want to thank you for coming down and supporting the run, Phil. And we had a great turnout. And I want to thank you for helping with distribute the toys. It's a joy to see those underprivileged kids get toys, especially, you know, from hundreds of Harley riders coming from north of the border. And I thought it was a great event, and hopefully it'll be just as great, if not bigger, next year for the 10-year anniversary.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you and your wife, Gina, for coming down. And I'm sorry Bill couldn't make it. He was tending to his wife. But we had a great time. How'd you like it, Bill?
It was good. It was good. I haven't had that much fun in a long time.
Yeah, it was a great band, beautiful weather. I think it was a nice, cool 80 degrees, and just a real great time.
I just got a message from Martin. I think he's trying to call my cell phone.
Okay.
Let me send him a message here.
Yeah, tell him to dial you in.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Hang on. There's something we can do here. Let me try this. I got this here. Want this and then this. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, tell them down again.
909.
Oh, you know what? Hang on. There's something we can do here. Let me try this.
909.
Yes.
Hey, who's this?
This is Ralph Gallegos, VP of Rolling Deep for Charities. I work with Martin in setting up the whole run.
Yeah, I'm trying. Martin says he's having trouble getting in. The sometimes, can you do me a favor and have somebody turn down the sound in the background?
909. My house is totally quiet, so I'm not sure what that is.
Okay.
This is Ralph Diego, VP of Rolling Deep for Charities. All right,
let me see who it is.
Run.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying. Martin says he's having trouble getting in.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. That was Paul.
Should I turn off the sound on the radio, or am I turn off the radio completely on the blog?
Yeah, just turn your sound off because
okay.
You're on the phone with me, and we get a lot of reverb, and it's hard to hear you because
okay,
it causes
good.
A lot of static.
Are we good now?
Yeah.
Is Paul still online, or is he?
No,
yeah,
Paul's still on the line.
Oh, hey, how you doing there, Paul? It's Ralph. Yeah. You know, Phil. I got to meet you at the last minute there, right before you departed with your lady.
I'll be at the number.
And
the number.
I was not aware that you were part of the Biker of America show until you gave me your card. So
uh-huh.
I was really disappointed that we didn't get a chance to chat. We were both up there in that little upstairs in the balcony.
Right.
You guys were sitting there, and I was the guy standing right there, Ralph. I'm the
right
person who spoke first at. When we kicked off the event,
uh-huh.
And I just wanted to build on Paul's comments that it was an excellent event. In fact, it overachieved all our expectations so far. You know, we don't have all the final numbers, but it looks like you know, we probably had somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 riders all up and all in.
And you know, the funny thing is, we only had about 8 or 9 lady riders.
Yeah, is that all? I thought it was more than that.
Oh,
it just seemed like there was a lot. I saw a lot of ladies riding. Were you guys keeping a pretty close eye on that, or?
Yeah, because we're trying to get. See, a lot of people think that women shouldn't be riding with the men, you know. But
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either. But sometimes women watch to see who's riding, and I don't care what you ride. As long as you ride, you know. I'm not too fond of the guy who says, "Oh yeah, I ride." And well, where do you ride? Well, I ride, put gas in my bike, ride around town. That's to me, that's a weekend warrior. Anybody,
yeah.
If you put 25,000 to 30,000 miles a year on your bike, you're a rider to me.
that's a lot of miles, even for
I
a
put,
car.
Well, since the first
hey,
of this
Phil,
year,
so,
I got.
I was curious to call your show because I know this is the first time that you. Participate in the event. You know, what's your feedback? I mean, what was your experience? If you don't mind sharing with us, that'd be great.
I went to some a few years ago with Bill.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that. Okay, good.
Bill went last year with a friend of ours, and said, I need, you know, when I was talking to Martin and stuff, and I said, yeah, I'm going to be there, and I planned on being there for the whole thing, and then I was going to leave Sunday, but I said, nah, I'm going to stick it out. And I apologized to Paul because he sent me a text saying he was ready to roll, but I was in the midst of handing out toys and everything else with the kids, and I was having a good time.
Yeah, you know, and again, that was my bad that we didn't get a chance to recognize you and Paul, and Martin had mentioned to me, hey, let's give a shout-out to Paul because he's been working with Martin on the show, and I totally forgot about you, so I apologize for not having done that, but we really appreciate you being there and experiencing the whole event firsthand, because obviously your feedback is critical. And so again, you know, next time we'll do a better job at making sure that we recognize the right folks in the audience.
I'm in here. If you guys could hear me, this is Martin. I'm queued in.
Hey, Martin.
Hi, I just unmuted you, Martin. We had a little problem. Oh. See, sometimes, let me explain something. In the beginning, when I first went on the air, sometimes the powers that be, because I'm only one of four shows that does what I do, and there's no 7-second delay. There's no, I have no sponsors, so I can do this the way I want.
Uh-huh.
If you have the need to swear, you can swear. There's no 7-second delay. Or you got a comment, you're more than welcome to say whatever you need to say. But right now they were playing games, and I had to actually reboot everything and hit a buttons to keep them at bay right now. So you guys just hear all of a sudden hear music go off or something. They're screwing with us. Hopefully,
yeah,
I
okay.
got a block for right now.
So, Phil, getting back to
unmuted,
Martin
unmuted, and Ralph, you're unmuted.
Okay,
so one
that.
At a time, if you guys would introduce yourselves, and then we'll go from there.
My name is Ralph Gallegos. I'm the VP of Marketing with Rolling Deep for Charities, and I was very involved in helping Martin put together the event this year. I handled most of the business side of the whole function, and was able to coordinate a number of sponsors that helped make the event the success that it was. So we look forward to doing it next year, and so that was mainly my role, just mainly the business side, the business side of it. Martin, would you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, this is Martin Resendez, the one that makes all these things happen, if you want to put it that way. It was, I want to thank everybody for showing up. I founded this event, in case you guys don't know by now, over 8 years ago. It was just a little pipe dream that me and my wife had. My wife, she was a mother was an orphan, so we came up with this great idea. Well, why don't we make this, let's see if we can get some guys down there, take some toys, and let's see if we could take some people across the border. Obviously, it was a lot easier back then than it is now because of the, but it seems like it's getting a lot better nowadays, so I'm glad we had everybody's support in going over the border. Me and my wife were going over the registrations this morning, and to give you the exact amount, it was on bikes alone, we had over 876.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so I was quite impressed with that. A lot of bikes went on Friday, so a lot of bikes went on Thursday. They made a whole weekend out of it. So I actually go on Saturday, have a huge party for everybody. Then obviously on Sunday, take the kids, all of their donations. But we were talking all day and making sure. I'm not quite sure how I'm gonna work it out next year. But we decided to do an all-weekend event. So starting next year, we are going to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So everybody will just not don't have to meet at any certain location. You guys get there when you guys get there. Take your time. And I'm pretty excited about that. So that means it'll be an all-weekend event.
Good.
So
Once you get a flyer and something going, just send it to me and I'll start pumping it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll make sure you're in the loop right from the beginning.
Hey, Phil, go ahead. I'm sorry, Martin, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is also we are doing a couple of projects in the future. As we talked about before with Paul Renteria, we are, and Gershwin Spinoza's, we are doing a pilot. So we'll also keep you in the loop. With that, our next couple of runs will be the Skid Row run that takes blankets to the homeless in downtown Los Angeles, and December will be my Christmas run. So stay tuned.
You know,
we'll keep you, everybody, in the loop. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, we got that Frog for Freedom run coming up at the end of the month, too.
What's that about?
That's about to help the children of SEALs that were killed in action.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's going to be at Sweetwater.
Oh, cool. See, I didn't even know about that. I'm glad you brought that up.
So I got a big hand in that, so I wanna if you help me out, pump that one out for me, too, will you?
I sure will, sir. You have our support. Is Paul Renteria still on?
Yeah, everybody's still here.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
I'm on. You guys hear me?
Okay. And if there's anybody else there besides Paul, but Paul, I want you to go first. I want to hear your personal opinion, and not because you're my friend and brother, but you're about the ride, because everybody listening. I mean, I could talk about it all day, but people that actually went on that ride and are on the air, I want you guys to give me your honest opinion with the ride and how I could improve it, because, I mean, I love the feedback, whether it's good or bad, because all I could do is I tried my best, but if I could improve it in which way or form, I'm all ears.
Well, Phil and Martin, first of all, I'm really impressed with the job that Martin's done. I can't get people to cross the border. Martin gets them by the hundreds. He's a strong leader, and with Ralph's help, they're great organizers, and I'm totally impressed. And that's why I want to get Martin's gig bigger, help more kids, and that's why he's working with me on our hogwash show. Let me say that I'm a young guy of 53, and ever since I was about 3 years old, you know, over 50 years ago, my mom and dad would pack the car with clothes and toys. I wanted the toys, but then once I saw them given out to the poor kids, I was, like, really happy. And I've been a lucky man throughout my life, and I think it's part of the karma of giving instead of receiving all the time. And with that in mind, what Martin's done is just incredible, and I can see this growing. And I've gone to all the runs except 1 year, and I'd always at least check in, and then I'd roll further south. But this time I hung around the whole time. I had to leave Sunday at 3 o'clock because we had to pick up the grandkid in L.A. by 8. So that's why I peeled out. But I had a great time. That band, Tijuana, was awesome. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the Christmas toy run, Phil. You have to make that one. They have a great chorizo breakfast for us.
Okay.
That's too in the projects.
You know, just not to interrupt you guys, but just to tell you right now, our audience right now, yeah, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Russia, the United Arab Emirates, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Japan and Peru, Italy, Thailand, France.
Amazing. So, Phil, this is Ralph. Getting back to my original question, what was your feedback, and to kind of build on Martin's comments?
My feedback was it was the ride was great. The ride to the orphanage, thing was good. The only thing that I would suggest that you send the trucks and the trailers first.
Yeah, that was definitely an area of opportunity for us. We realized that the timing was kind of a not well organized there. But sometimes due to traffic and miscommunication, we missed that one by a bit. But yeah, that's duly noted.
And in that. Else is good.
Go ahead.
And, that I saw was like when the people that didn't have the tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Martin, if I can offer my perspective, and we haven't had a chance to chat today, but, you know, I think overall, you know, it was a great success. I was impressed by the escorts. I thought that was pretty awesome, the way they organized it. The only constructive feedback I would provide there is that they needed to move just a little bit quicker. I know that when you're leading that large number of bikers, it's difficult, but at the same time, I can sense some of the bikers' frustration. They want to go just a little bit faster, because I thought that the lead gentleman from DIF was going a little bit too slow, and it would have been nice to just go at least at the speed limit. That was the only concern that I heard from some folks, that we were going too slow through the backside of Tijuana.
Yeah, let me interrupt you with that. That was done on purpose, and I actually don't regret that, because last year, well, I know that was your first year joining us, but what happened was last year I was going to speed limit. We all were. And you have to remember, we are in Mexico. So
yeah,
there
the
is
bottles.
A lot of potholes.
Yeah.
So there's no Caltrans over there. So they're trying. Don't get me wrong. They're trying. But I would rather everybody get there safe and have a good time when they get there. So, but we're no longer going to have that problem, because, like I said, next year, it's to be an all-weekend event. People get there as whenever they like. All the escorts will work out all those kinks, how we're going to do that, whether you get there on Friday or Saturday. But besides that, it's instead of a one-day party, it's going to be a whole weekend festival. And I could only expect good things from that.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, you know what? And that's exactly what I shared with some of the riders that, you know, it was my guess that you're going at the speed that you're going because of the road conditions, and I can certainly appreciate that. So, yeah, that was the only feedback I wanted to pass it on that I had heard from several people, that they're, you know, just going a little too slow. But I can see why you did that, but that was the only feedback that I heard. Otherwise, I felt like the escort was great, the venue was great. Obviously, the actual delivery of the toys was a great experience for everybody. And it was good to see that all those kids were, you know, were happy with their
gifts.
That was awesome. And I thought the participation and the attitude from everybody was real positive. I mean, we didn't have any incidents. Martina, I've not heard, but we didn't have any accidents, did we? I mean, as far as you know,
No. And that's I've been asking around, not one that I know of in Mexico. As a matter of fact, just so you guys could know, all behind the scenes, because that is what I do find out from the police officers, is that two bikes broke down, and two cops waiting for him, a couple of his buddies, a flatbed was there in a matter of minutes, picked up his bed, they all lifted him back of the truck, put tie strap, and got him over. And on the way out, one of my personal friends, part of this committee, his name is Richard Avina. His bike broke down, which I didn't know until I was already in the United States. And he told me that the cops, they saw his shirts that were in the Rosarito run, and they asked what the problem was. He needed a battery. They took him back and forth, brought him water, brought him food, until all of that was fixed. And they escorted him, that small group, all the way to the border when they left on Monday. So I'm very happy, and I'm glad, you know, I have their support.
That's great. That's great news. Yeah, I was kind of curious to hear if you had heard anything regarding accidents or breakdowns.
Not
glad
one.
To hear that out of 800 bikes, that's a pretty small percentage. So that's pretty good, given the, you know, that Mexico, like you said, is not the best conditions for motorcycling. But yet everyone did a great job and rode safe. And I noticed that most people rode out in groups. We're always hung out in groups, which I thought was real positive. And overall, you know, everyone had a great time, you know, based on the feedback that I heard.
That's fantastic. Anybody else that want to jump in?
Caller from 831.
Hi. Good evening. This is Lala with the Fender Candies. And This is my first year going out there to this event, and I just barely got home today. So I stayed there all the way till yesterday. And I took videos of how far, how long, all that the run was. It was just amazing. If you don't actually drive right out there to go and see this, you just, the videos don't even do the run justice. Amazing, from the hospitality from Sonia and Martin to their staff just being so welcoming and encouraging and grateful. They all worked, and I didn't hear anybody complaining at all. And I mean, I look forward to it next year. You know, I want to help them and support them in their efforts. I'm up north. I'm not in LA, and I've been blessed with the opportunity to have been introduced to them, to be a part of this, and I'm inspired and encouraged to want to do better and great to help Martin and Sonia and their staff over there. And I will most definitely encourage other people up here to do the same. You know, if you don't actually physically see it, you're just not going to believe it. I couldn't believe it when I would turn around and just see all those bikes.
What if you tell them exactly where you're from there, Lala?
I'm from Salinas. I'm up north. I'm like 5-10 minutes away from Monterey, Carmel area.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just a great event, you know. And you don't need to even be on a bike to go out there to be a part of that, to give and to want to stay. But on Sunday, I was just overwhelmed with emotion. It was a real emotional Sunday, because, you know, at an event I did to help Martin and Sonia, I told the people that were there, I mean, there's no boundaries or borders that should help us or keep us from wanting to give to these kids. You know, it's just something totally different. So, like I said, I just wanted to call in and expressed my feelings to them on Sunday evening, but I just wanted people out there that are listening to understand that this is a growing event. And, you know, there's at any event, I put on events all the time, there's always trial and errors. But the good thing about Rolling Deep for Charity is that you don't know if there's anything that goes wrong within the event, because they're so grateful about how things just take place. You know, it's just, I have no complaints about it, and I look forward to it again. And I've told them before, I just you know, want God to bless them and to continue on doing what they're doing, because it's great.
That's awesome. So, Phil, this is Ralph again. The other thing that came to mind, another takeaway that I got from the whole event was, you know, what a diverse crowd we had. Specifically, you know, we had the guys from Easy Riders. The associate editor was there, you know, with six of his buddies, and they're riding bobbers. I don't know if you saw those.
Yes.
Along the run, they're taking pictures.
They're panheads.
panheads. Bobbers. And they're like just,
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
Yeah, you know, we had anything from, you know, high-end custom, you know, lowrider type, you know, Cali style bikes, to these bobbers, to these panheads, and everyone seemed to have a great time. And like I said, you know, our objective is to open it up to everybody, and to have a diverse group attend. We don't try to, you know, exclude anybody. So it was good to see that we had everything from touring people to your everyday bikers to bobber guys to lowrider guys to just about any kind of Harley rider. So that was the other takeaway that I took from the event. And I thought that was a real positive sign that we're getting support from all types of bikers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else in the queue that you haven't brought in yet there?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I'm trying to put some in the chat room for you guys, because what I did was I put some of the pictures up in the blog. It's if you go to Bikers of America blogspot.com, you can get to But turn it down, please.
Hey.
Yeah, did you have any questions?
Actually, I'm a little bit on the sick side. You could just kind of leave me in the sidelines. One thing I did want to say, though, is I'm glad that the run was a success. You know, that's a positive thing. But other than that, I ain't feeling good, so you can keep me in the sidelines. You lead me all up.
Any questions? Oh, 708. Going once.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Phil.
Excuse me. Paul.
Go ahead, Nora.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I
met some people from Hollister and from San Juan Bautista, which are within, I believe, 5 miles of each other. And they rolled down there. I thought that was great. And, of course, Bill from Yankton, South Dakota.
Yeah.
I believe you met him the week before, and he was down there. That must have been a great experience for him. And just the people that rode, I think that was very cool.
Yeah, Bill told me about this a couple of weeks back, and, you know, I get calls from all over the United States, just so you guys can know, people that I know for sure that were from what states were involved. Arizona, obviously, New Mexico, Oregon, all people throughout Upper North California, San Francisco. We had, of course, Bill from South Dakota. I don't know if you guys know, but we brought him home with us. He stood with one of my crew members named Frank Cortez, and Maribel opened their house to them because he was going to go, I believe, up north somewhere by Blythe. And we didn't want him to go just straight from San Diego on Monday, so he spent the night, and he's one of our, you know, now he's one of our personal friends now. He's a great guy to know. He's just a blessing. And he says, believe it or not, from South Dakota, as long as I could be able to start that bike and ride it, I'll be here every year.
Perfect. We got another caller from 626 area code. Hello, 626, you're live? 6825. Did you want to just listen, or did you have a comment? Okay. We'll go to the next one. Got a caller on Skype? Caller on Skype. Have to redo that one.
That 626 number, that might be one of our attendees. A lot of our riders were from 626, and maybe you should try them again.
Tell them to press the 1, Bill. Phil, sorry. Hey, Phil, I'd also like to give a shout-out to Roman Gomez, who I introduced you to. This guy rides Cabo every year by himself.
Wow. Done that
twice. He rode down to Rosarito, participated, had the lunch, and then played that night. That guy is a real rough rider.
Huh? Six.
Yes, sir.
Hi. You're unmuted. Did you want to make a comment or talk to someone here. We have Martin, Ralph, Paul, myself. Somebody's got a they're on a cell phone with a crappy connection.
Ah, okay, that's probably what it is. Any highlights of the weekend?
But hey, the girl that won the wet t-shirt contest, does anybody know who that was?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she was a local.
Okay.
Now, the runner-up, she did make the event, but I have no idea where she came from. And we had a couple of local girls that they got a little tequila juice in them, and they went up there. So I'm pretty sure I'll be hearing from them or their friends when we get back to L.A.
Let me try. We got that caller on Skype one more time. Let's see. Hello, the caller on Skype. You're live? On Skype, did you just want to listen or did you want to talk?
Hello?
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 Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was on live. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. To hear you, that's one of my crew members, and Mr. Milo Victoria.
Okay. Milo, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just thought I would call in and really congratulate Martin and really tell him how much we appreciate all he does for the kids in Mexico. He and his wife have been doing this for 8 years, and I tell you, there's some relentless work that takes place. This couple have been doing this from their heart, and it's just really touching. Those that went absolutely loved it, and have particularly the ones that went to the event where we gave out the toys and they have all pretty much vowed that they'll continue to go, and this thing's just going to get huge. But it's such a great cause, and I'm meant to say. Live on radio, Martin, congratulations. Your heart has always been in the right place, and I really appreciate that. Both you and Sonia are just top-notch people, and we are honored to be your friends. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Milo. Thank you very much, brother. It means a lot, especially coming from you. Thank you so much.
Martin.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I figured out who the problem is.
Okay.
Are you calling on a landline?
Yes.
I am calling on a landline.
Okay, no, Emilio, you're on Skype, correct?
No, I'm calling on a landline, on a regular phone call.
Is that better there?
I think it's your connection, Martin. Can you do me a favor, hang up and call back?
Sure can. I'll call back. Do you want me? Okay, I'll call back right now. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, well, I'll hang up as well. I just wanted to say hello and congratulate Martin. So,
guys, thank you for calling in, and I hope you come back.
All right, brother.
The caller on Skype.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Greg Dema. Met Phil down at the run this weekend.
Right. How are you?
And I was, I'm doing pretty good, you know. I was just calling in, and listening to the show, and Martin was asking about highlights. And I honestly have to say the highlight was probably the dropping off the toys. You see the smile on the kids' faces, and it really changes your perspective on things.
Phil, Greg is my second cousin, and I know he had a great time. He filmed the event also for Martin.
That's the young man you introduced me to.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah,
that was the young man you introduced me to.
What I wanted to tell you is, I don't know if you heard me, but Greg Demma is my second cousin.
Yeah, that's the young man you introduced me to, correct?
Yes.
One of the young fellas. I introduced you to many people, and Greg and I share a quite a colorful bike history. Greg's great-grand uncle sold his 41 Harley to my Uncle Joe, Greg's great-uncle. Anyways, we're having that rebuilt. I've got some of the pictures. We're having it restored, some of the pictures on the Hogwash Facebook. But our Uncle Joe, he was a rider from the 40s and 50s, and one of his buddies is a well-known Southern California legend named Porky.
Uh-huh.
And Porky's cousin, Nora, was married to my cousin, Ray. So young Greg, he's 18 years old, his first trip to Baja, he's seen the wet T-shirt contest, he's seen the toy giveaway, and he's lived my 50 years of Baja experiences in one weekend. So I hope you had a great time, Greg.
I had a great time. You know, I'm hoping to get a bike within the next couple of years so I can actually participate in one of the runs.
All right. Yeah, right. Greg doesn't even know it, but he has quite a bit of biker DNA in him.
And if you need any help, I'll give you. I'm going to give Mr. Kennedy a plug. You can check out his cycles at Kennedy's Custom Cycles in Oceanside. It's on Facebook under Kennedy's Custom Cycles, and go check out their merchandise. You know, and being that you're a friend of mine now and a friend of the show, we'll see if we can get you a good deal.
Okay, thank you. Sounds good.
Okay, I'm back.
Mark, you and Sonia taking care of Big and Phil, part of our whole philosophy is not only giving but educating, you know, future generations.
That's correct. Because if we don't, we're going to lose.
Was able to go on that trip.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Martina.
Oh, you're very welcome. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Martina, I don't know what's wrong with your phone, man, but you're the one with all the static.
Okay. Do you still hear static now?
Yeah, a little bit. Not as much, though.
Okay. All right. I guess AT&T sucks because that's their phone.
It might not be your phone. See what happens when I do the show. Sometimes they don't like the way we run things around here, and basically anybody can say what they want, how they want to say it, or whatever, and follow the First Amendment, my right to free speech. So sometimes the powers that be with Obama and his new fusion center in Utah, they key in on certain words and then they try and jam up the system. So right now everything's good. Sometimes you have to put on a tinfoil hat.
Don't make me stand on the roof because I'm not gonna do that.
No. But it's like I was saying, that was I had a great time and I can't say I've had a better time this year over the weekend. I've done a lot of events this year, Bill and I. Sometimes he goes north, sometimes I go south, sometimes we go together. And his wife's health right now, we're kind of separated. I've been doing most of the stuff a few weeks by myself. But the point is that he couldn't go, and he tried. Wife just couldn't make the trip. We're hoping that she can get to Vegas, and hopefully, we can all sit down and break some bread and talk and bullshit. But that, like I said, this is the first event this year that gone to, and I had a tremendous time. Everything was top shelf to me.
Well, I'm glad you were there to be part of the whole thing. It was great seeing you and your lady there, and it was just fantastic. And I'm glad you were there to spend some time with us. It was quite an honor. Thank you so much.
I got 65 emails today saying, "Hey, dude, nice smile."
Oh. One of them were mine.
Yeah. Everybody was jacking on me, because a lot of times I just like to be in the I like to be in the background, you know. I don't like to be in the limelight a lot, but Bill's been bugging me for the last year and a half that I got to come out of my shell a little more and be a little more point. I'm always the guy that's in the. A lot of people say I'm the guy you got to worry about in the background because I really don't talk that much or do anything. But even the comments were made to me. Some people that know me and saw pictures said, "Hey, that's pretty cool." Plus the fact that a lot of people didn't know that I had long hair. Everybody thought Bill's bald headed with he's an old school biker, bald headed with long hair and a white beard, and I kind of tuck mine in, and I always wear a bandana. But everybody was teasing me about. Question after they found out I had long hair was, do I dye it? No, I don't dye my hair. I don't have to. the people, the atmosphere, the people that I met, the outgoingness, the friendship, the did you need anything? Can we get you something? You know, people were buying me beers, and I told them I don't drink, and they got me Cokes or whatever, and a funny story. We went to go eat, Paul and I, and the ladies. We went to that little place across the street. And we sat down and drank, and the lady looked at me, and I was kind of looking around. And Paul said, "No, he'll take one of those Pepsis." Usually, I can't find anybody that's got a Pepsi. They always got Coke. You know, and I went up to see, and I met Mr. Espinoza. He asked me if I wanted something to drink, and I said, "Yeah, I'll take a soda," and I said, "Sure." And he said, I said, "A Pepsi," and he goes, "No, we don't have any Pepsi." And he took a little Post-it with a napkin and wrapped around the Coke can, wrote Pepsi on it with a smiley face.
Yeah, that's a giver for you.
And the thing I, you know, not to, you know, I know how it goes to do a run, and you know, on a Friday that night, do things. We go to the mayor, to the chief of police. We go to the fire captain. We go to the city manager, and we find, you know, just Google their name and find out what their charities are. And if you're going to do your run, you can include that charity. Offer them the chance to speak, because the last run that we did, they came in seven strong, two per car. I don't know who had the permit, and Bill and I pointed at the mayor, said he has the permits, and they said, "Okay, well, that's the mayor." And we said, "Exactly." And they said, "Well, you got to do, you got to cover all your bases and a little more networking."
Yeah.
You know, you gotta. Sometimes it's like anything else. Sometimes it's gonna hurt to shake hands with somebody you don't really like, but you know they got the power, and their yes or no can fuck you up, and pull the punch.
Yeah.
Hey Phil.
Yeah.
Phil, I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
This is Paul. What brought you out of your shell? Was it the camaraderie? Was it the great food that they served at the run? Or was it you helping out with the wet T-shirt contest?
I'm not going to incriminate myself. I'm just going to pick answer D, all of the above.
Well, it was interesting what I do, I'll tell you.
So, I got told by someone very close to me that said, you know, there's participation. There's participation. I said, did exactly what I was asked to do. I participated.
Well, I told you that you were going to be involved with the wet T-shirt contest. and I kept my word.
Hey, I had a lot of fun. I didn't get to see too much. You got a better view of it than I did because they all had their backs to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not my fault. I mean, I'm just in the front. I'm just a guy with the mic.
Well, after about the third one, I wised up and told them to turn around. And then what I didn't see, I think it's Jose Torres. He took a few good pictures. So some of the things I didn't see, I got to see.
Yeah, that's Joey Torres. Yeah, he took some good pictures. And so did Greg, man. Yeah, Greg took some good video. You guys haven't seen the video yet. It's going to be coming up pretty soon. He's going to do some editing for us. And, yeah, he's just a blessing. He's a great kid. Everybody fell in love with him. They were even asking if he was my son. So everybody took care. You know, like everybody that met Greg, Paul, that's close to you. We took good care of him. And he was just a respectful little kid. Great kid. And I talked to somebody on the way back, and he was actually taking care of, I don't know if you know, Jason and Domi, their father went. They all ride. And when I spoke to him, he had nothing but good things about to say about him. He said all he wanted to do is take care of him. He kept on asking if he wanted water, if he wanted something to eat. And he fell in love with Greg. So this is fantastic.
He's a good kid. He's sharp.
Yeah, he is.
The only other thing is, like I said, the camaraderie, the openness of the people to you know, walk by, hello, how you doing? Where'd you guys come from? I had a lot of people come up and ask me about the show and what to do and how to do it and how I got started in and everything. And I think I told you that story, Martin.
Yes, you did.
Overthrowing a foreign country. But for those that don't know, Bill and I were on the radio in Carlsbad, California. Kim Jong-un was in North Korea, and he decided that nobody could have hair longer than an inch and a quarter, or bald, it can only be an inch and three-quarter comb over. That Bill's bald, said, hey, Bill, did you know about North Korea? And I told him what I just said. He said, really? And he grabbed the mic and he told everybody, I want my Korean brothers and sisters to meet me at LAX. We're going to fly to South Korea. We're going to cross the 38th parallel. We're going to go down street by street until we oust Kim Jong-un. That was Tuesday. Thursday, we got the pep talk about overthrowing a foreign country.
Wow.
They told us we were done, and we January 10th of 2013 would be our fourth year on Blog Talk Radio. And right now, like I said, we're in 42 countries. I named them a little earlier, but we've got 138,000 people are tuned in right now.
Wow, it's a real blessing.
I just checked Facebook, and there's a number of people who are actually listening to this conversation, but are not willing to jump in. So jump in, folks, and offer your feedback or your thoughts on, you know, what you experienced at the Rosarito Run, and just you know, any feedback would be greatly appreciated. Like Martin said, you know, whether constructive or not. But at least give us your thoughts on what you experienced, so that people can understand the overall essence of the ride.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, sometimes, like, I'm always one of those riders that if I'm in the front or I'm in the middle or the back, I always look for the hand signals, because I was pointing down at the ground where the potholes were, shit laying in the road. And then people ask me later, what was I doing? And I said, well, did you see that pothole? Did you see that piece of wood? Did you see those rocks? And they were like, oh, is that what that meant? But people didn't know.
Yeah, I guess we have a lot of new riders that are on there, and I definitely agree with you. You got to learn the hand signals.
Yeah.
It's going to save your life. It's going to save your life one day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, just to tap into one more thing. Every year I change it up for I guess my donation part of it, and I want to get let everybody know. You guys will be the first to hear it now. Next year, instead of donating bikes, that still might be in the agenda. I'm not sure yet. But the one key top thing that I will be asking for everybody is shoes. Shoes. If you know of any contacts, any in corporate, I don't care what brand it is. And when this kid came up to me in front of the line and he wanted to speak to me when they brought him to me, he had no shoes. And that just broke my heart. I had to give him some money. I had to do it on the download because not everybody will be asking me for money. But,
right.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea for next year. Different sizes. We could have all of our team organizing per sizes, and we'll get some shoes. And that goes a little further than a toy.
Right. Yes, it does. And you know, Bill and I do this thing. It's called the big cover-up. What we do is homeless here in Southern California. We have a big event, and we get shoes, socks, blankets, all toiletries, all that stuff. And we have a big party in the street, and that's the last one that we did. That's when the cops showed up and wanted to bust balls. That's what we told them. The mayor's got the permit.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's basically the same thing we do for Skid Row. Last year, when I was dealing with him, was the first year. So believe it or not, there is about maybe 12 to 14 missions there, and all of them turned their back on me. Well, let me clarify that. It was close to Thanksgiving, and they were preparing for Thanksgiving, but the Los Angeles mission said, you know what, he didn't really expect or really think what I could do. And so, you know what, I'll give you guys a shot. I'll help you what I can. Yeah, I'll come in on a Sunday. He had maybe a minimal staff there at the LS. Once we roll up with 400 bikes, bringing truckloads of clothes, he was just overwhelmed. So believe me, the next time I go knocking on his door, I'm pretty sure he's going to be paying attention.
And anything I can do to help you, you got it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Me as well.
Mm-hmm. The thing I'd ask is if you got anybody that's interested in former Marines, Navy, Army, Air Force, whatever, that Frogs for Freedom run is on the 26th of August down at Sweetwater, and I want to blow it out of the water this year. We had a big turnout last year, but I want to try and double it this year.
Send me all the information on Facebook, and I'll post the hell out of it.
I will.
Some type of flyer or whatever you got.
I will.
Is there anybody else on there?
I went to another page. We got everybody here.
Hey, Phil and Martin. You know, behind every great man, there's a great woman. Phil, you got Gina, Martin, you got Sonia and her sisters, and I know they're listening, and her friends Diana and Vanessa. We'd like to hear from them, too.
I believe it or not, I tried bringing my wife on the phone, but I think in the first 3 words, she'll start crying. She's a real emotional one. I told her I wanted to grab one phone, because we had 2 phones in the house.
Yeah.
We grabbed the other one phone, and like I said, she'll... The first couple of words, she just started crying. We were looking at pictures on Facebook all morning and posting on everybody's posting the charity photos. And let me tell you, it was just, my wife's very emotional, but she's got my back since day one. And I don't know where I would be without her. She's, like I said, I'm not just saying that. You know, but it really is. Whenever she's so busy at work, and whenever I want an email to be sent out or a story to be written, or I could just count on her, and she'll take care of that part, proofread my stuff, whatever it is. Sometimes we get in each other's throats because we're so stressed out with this whole thing. Sometimes we even, believe it or not, want to throw in the towel because it causes a lot of conflict at home because We don't sleep. We don't eat. We're just doing this thing 100 miles per hour. And it seems like every year it gets a little easier because of my staff. And I start stepping back and micromanaging and just let my staff, like Milo and Melissa, run everything. And all my, I mean, they're like, they're the ones that are going me out there, my friend Henry. There's just so many people, and Rafa as well. Like, I tell Rafa, you know what? You're going to take all these emails from now on. You already know how the run goes. I need you to reply, and believe it or not, that was a huge help, huge help. The best thing I ever did was to bring Ralph Gallegos on board for media relations and let him handle all that, because believe it or not, he took this ride to a whole nother level. I don't know if you guys know, but you would never, and I mean never, have you ever seen a banner hanging at any Harley-Davidson dealer unless it's their function at their location. And I have banners for my run from Ventura, Loma Linda, Sweetwater, Glendale, Harley-Davidson, Temecula, Quade, I mean, everywhere, Ventura, Harley. And that's just the beginning. I'm sure now all the Harley dealers that didn't, were not interested, once again, they don't know the how huge is the event getting. I'm sure it will be a lot easier next year to get their support. And my goal is to have it in every dealership one day.
Well, you know, I can help you out up here in North County with Biggs, Harley-Davidson.
That's great.
Like I said, network is the best, and I accept everyone's help. Not turning nobody away. It just makes my job a lot easier.
Like I said, anything you guys got, anything you want to do, you know, sometimes I get shit because I spend 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, and I hear, is it time to go to bed yet? Relate to what you're talking about, Martin. Trust me.
Good. I'm glad.
When
I'm
I get home, I got 200 to 300 emails I got to look through.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, to build on the whole dealership deal, you know, we're very proud of that achievement specifically because they actually hung their banners inside their dealerships. I mean, Martin put together some really nice banners for the sponsors and with their logo, and it said, you know, proud sponsor of the Rosarito Harley Run, and I think they appreciated the quality of the banner. And they were a significant size, 8 feet. Is that what they were, Martin? 8 feet, or I think they were.
Yeah, 8x10s.
Eight by tens, and we're very impressed. Initially, our expectation was that they would, you know, at least put them in front of their store or somewhere along the store on the side or whatever. But most of them were actually hanging inside the dealership, so we thought that was pretty impressive. And they had them up for months, which was great. And we also, you know, were able to provide them with the flyers, and they some of them ran out, so they went directly to the website. So it worked out real well. And I think that had a lot to do with you know, the large number of participants that we had at the event. So, like Martin said, that was one achievement that we felt good about, that we were able to get these people to finally understand and buy into the whole program and understand, you know, the ultimate benefit of helping out the children.
Yeah, because once politics gets put to bed, and everybody sees what's going on, they forget about all that bullshit. And everybody comes together. And I saw that this weekend.
That's
well
awesome.
Said. Well said. I mean, we had everybody just contribute their locations, like L.A. Baggers, Armando Nanny. They own a huge body shop. They are so swamped with work. And they offered their location to store all our stuff. As a matter of fact, we're using their location with so much clothes that we did not bring over because they were used and we didn't want... Nothing, no hassle at the borders because all they want is new clothes, and so we're already a good start with the Skid Row Run, and they offered their place to us. And let me tell you, they work at 8 o'clock, doors are open, and they're supposed to be shutting those doors at 6, and we were there boxing up stuff, all my staff, and it seemed like a damn sweat box in there. And back, you know, those boxes that you saw unload, they didn't box themselves. You know, everything inside that were put in baggies. They didn't do, they weren't put in there themselves. All my stats pitched in, and we weren't leaving at that, sometimes even 10, 11, sometimes even midnight after working our regular jobs and then do that. So a little props to LA Baggers for offering their place. Thank you so much. And all my staff, thank you so much, sir. You guys are all a godsend, man. Thank you so much. I wouldn't have done it without you guys.
Hey, you know, Martin, I got a email a little while ago, and what I did was I put it up in the link. I'm gonna do it again, but what happened was a friend of mine, a family friend, little girl, they got hit by a drunk driver, and what happened was they're gonna do this thing. It's called Lulu or Juju's Memorial Fund. And it was Juliana Juju Figueroa, and I'm going to put the link up in the chat room right now. So I'll send it to you an email, but what they're going to do is they're going to have a fundraiser to help with the burial. Yeah, because like as I'll read you what they sent me, but this is from a friend of mine. His name is Henry Rodriguez. He's one of my bosses at work. But he said, as I may have heard in the news, Juliana and another five-year-old girl were victims of a drunk driver. They were passengers in a car that plunged into the Otay Reservoir Sunday, August 5th. So just because there was good things going on, there's always a tragedy where bad things happen. So they were passengers in the car that plunged into the reservoir. This was unfortunate and unexpected tragedy, and any help from my listeners would be appreciated. And they're going to have a fundraiser. There will be a car wash fundraiser this Friday, 4:30 to 7:30 at Karina's Mexican Restaurant, located at 1705 Highland in National City. And then they're going to have a car wash on Saturday morning at Golden Hills Liquor at 2795 B Street in San Diego from 8 to noon. I might not be able to go to the one Friday, but I'll be at this one Saturday morning. And if anybody wants to get in touch with, let me get the... I put this guy's
Hey, Lincoln. Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt you for a minute, but you know how I always say this is a small world. My wife just came running to the room right now just to tell me that in case you guys don't know, that's Boogie, my friend Boogie, which is a big guy that was watching me all weekend.
Right.
That's his girlfriend's niece.
Right. It is a small world.
We just found out over the weekend, and when you buy it up, my wife just told me that's Boogie and Delilah's niece that passed away.
Yeah.
So count on our support. I'll hit you up online after.
My cell phone number. Just hit me up on the phone.
Yeah, to see how we could make some type of donation for that, because it is Friday, we'll be at work, but maybe we could make a donation from all of us. I'll talk to my crew and see what we could send to help out.
I'm gonna pop all the links in my status on Facebook right now.
Yeah, I'm just in shock right now. I guess as everybody's listening, my wife's getting some text messages and. That's who they were.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I'm a little in shock right now.
Yeah, me, you know, when I heard this too, because nobody really approaches me to do things like this because they know I want to know everything about it. And if they can't tell me everything about it, I will not put it out for them. But knowing Henry for the last 18 years and knowing that when he's serious about something, and he hit me up for this yesterday, and I posted it on the blog for him last night, and I put it on there again today, and it's on my status right now. If you'd like to make a donation, you can go to www.gofundme.com. You can look up Juliana Juju Figueroa, and it's the memorial by Gabe Lucero.
Okay, great. So I guess we'll make our donation that way then.
Yeah, well, what I'll do is I'll send it to you. If I can post it on your wall, I'll post it for you right now.
Yeah, you sure can. You sure can.
Okay.
Oh.
Just don't realize how small a world it is sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess my wife just confirmed that. I guess she got her on the phone and confirmed that. So that's... Yeah, your name is Juju. Yeah, yeah, you're right. We're talking about the same person.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, well, you could count on our support. Please let him know that he's got some funds coming his way.
Well, I'll do that. I'm going to post it on your right now.
Yeah.
So it's up.
Okay. If there's anything else, anybody else want to say anything?
Yeah, hold on. We got a few more callers. We got
okay.
One from...
I just pinged Rick Delgado to jump on. He's going to jump in on
okay.
Right now.
Is he
okay.
Calling from 818?
Yeah.
I believe he is.
Yes.
Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How is everybody?
We're
I'm
doing
sorry
good.
About my
We're
voice. I had such a... an exhilarating time this weekend. I kind of lost my voice, and I wanted to jump in a little bit earlier because I always like listening to Martin and how he expresses himself when he talks about the run and everything that everybody does, how appreciative it is. And then and then right after that, I just heard this bad news about Delilah's niece, and it kind of set me back. But the thing is, the reason I wanted to call in is there's way too many people to thank because there were so many people involved with the Rosaria Hardy run. The two people that I had no problem thanking, of course, is Tony and Martin Resendez. I've known them for maybe 9 years, and since the day that I met them, that my life actually changed that day. And with everything that I've been able to do and all the people that I've been able to touch because of them, and all the people that I've met, because they pretty much are, they're like sons, and people gravitate towards them because they're such amazing people, and all these amazing people just kind of gravitate towards them. It's just an amazing thing, and all the people that I've been able to meet because of them, and all the things that I've been able to experience because of them, but especially all the people that I've been able to touch with all the different runs they've had, like you were talking about the mission run, the cancer runs that we've done, the toy runs, especially the Rosaria Hardy run, and everything that's going to be happening. I have so many great memories from all the other things that we've done, but I'm so looking forward to everything that we're going to be able to do and all the people that we're going to be able to touch, coming up in the future. So I just wanted to say thank you to everyone, especially everybody who helped out, because everybody helps, they help us all their time, all their money, everything that they can give, and they ask for nothing in return, absolutely nothing. They just want to be involved. And it's only because of Martin and Sonia that all these people want to just give everything. And I'm not one
I
of
think,
them.
I'm sorry, Rick, to interrupt you, but I think the most important part that you forgot to mention is how we met. And we met most of our people from the same event. So why don't you mention that?
From the World Rita Hardy ride, I found out about it after the first one happened, and then I found out about it. I made a call to Martin, and he didn't know me from Adam. He treated me like I was already a friend, and then when I went to the run, I met him and his whole family, and they were the most accommodating people I had ever met, when I met Sonia, actually I said, "Hi, I'm Rick," and she goes, "Rick Delgado," and right there it was almost like we were family. And I don't want to tell the story about, inviting me to the party after, but that was pretty funny.
Just like when I got to Sweetwater and I met Martin's wife, and she said, I said, "Hi, I'm Philip," and she goes, "Oh, you're the guy from the radio show." She said, did Martin give you your T-shirt? And I said, "No." Well, I'll have to talk to him about that, but what size do you wear?
Nice. that's her. I kind of post things, from my heart, and everything that I write, it's always from my heart. And Sonia keeps telling me, I can't cuss on the radio, but she gets mad at me. She's saying, "You're making me cry again." you know, because I'll tell you a story. It was one of the first runs that we did. We were all, you know, this is, maybe the third run. We were all standing outside of a liquor store, and there was a guy. He had peed himself. I'm not sure what was wrong, but Sonia was talking to him, and she started crying, and we all ran up like to make sure that she was okay, and she looked at us and she was like, Matt, she goes, help him, do something, and we all gave him all of our money, just to make Sonia happy because she gets touched so easily, and then she wants to save the world. And everyone around her wants basically to help her, to help her do that. That was one of my first experiences with her, and just the power of Sonia. And Martine, of course, but Sonia's just so emotional. Martine's a rock.
Well, another story that I wanted to bring up was the same year I met Rick. Was that there was a guy that I met just that weekend, and he was having a great time. His name was we call him Alabama, and he was from Alabama, and he got on his bike with his lady. Well, before his lady was on the bike, he got on his bike, and it was parked right in front of the venue. So I came out right in the exact same time, or maybe security got me and told me, hey, one of your participants is, I don't think you should drive. And so whatever the story was, they got me out there. And I saw him, sure enough, his bike was on the floor. Security helped him up, trying to talk to him. I got there, and I go, listen, I know you don't know me. Thank you for coming to my event, but I'm not going to let you drive.
Yeah.
And he's like, he goes, well, what do you mean you're going to let me do? This is my bike. And we got into a little, he told me off. But you know what? I let him tell me off. I let him get it off his chest. And I guess I was just soft-spoken with him. And I told him, do me a favor. I'll take you to your room. I'll buy you dinner. But please don't drive your bike.
Yeah.
And he respected that because that I didn't. The next day we talked. Make a long story short, he turned his bike off. He went inside. We ate, and he went to sleep. Next day he would. I was all over the place. We're already leaving, and he was on a mission to find me. And he found me, and he gave me a huge hug and told me thank you so much. His girlfriend told him whatever she remembered because she was drinking about the incident. And he became one of my best friends for many years before he went back to service. And it's stories like that I treasure because, I mean, a lot of people that are still with me today, I didn't meet them from L.A. or from the streets. I met them from my runs.
Yeah.
And we just became friends. Since then, we still ride together.
You know, I don't drink. I haven't drank for a long time. And last year, Bill and I, we lost 22 friends to drinking and driving. Friends in the cemetery now than we have walking around. Well, I got quite a few more right now because of the last weekend. But what I'm saying is, I'd rather buy a guy like I've tried to take their keys away from him, and the argument starts. So I'll just go out and I'll pop the tire. I'd rather buy the guy a tire than donate to bury him.
Well said. Well said.
Hey, Phil, to build on Rick Delgado, just your information, Baja Times, which is the leading English language newspaper down there, it's been around since 1978. Rick wrote a really eloquent story that was posted on their website, and we got a lot of exposure from that. Laura Wong was the editor of Baja Times. You go to BajaTimes.com, you'll see his story there. It was quite passionate. And she talks about how the Rosarito Run was created to help the orphanage the orphan and underprivileged children of Baja Mexico. And that was all written by Rick Delgado. So Rick Delgado's been an instrumental member of Rolling Deep for Charities. He helps in any way that he can, and he's always willing to put all his thoughts and feelings on paper and share it with the rest of the group. So I thought that was pretty impressive that he wrote a story, posted it on our website, and then Baja Times actually took that piece and put it on their website, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I just No, I will check that out. I didn't know about that, but I just sent my friend Emilio Rivera. I just sent him that link also.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted him. I'm trying to get him to come down for the Frogs for Freedom event, and hopefully that'll materialize if he can fit into his schedule. But yeah, I mean, need to. A lot of people think, oh, just because politics and bullshit and if all that gets put aside, just in the biker community, we'd be a force to be reckoned with if we could just all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what I've seen this weekend, where in different things, and I don't want to go into what I saw, but I saw the people come together. I mean, there was a little politics at the beginning, but after that, everything turned out to be a good day because everybody realized what we were there for.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have to say, Martin Resendez has made an extremely large impact on the biker community alone. With all the runs that he's created, and with all the people, like if anybody actually has a problem, they know that they go to Martin and someone. We had a run. It was called the Tombstone Run. A family didn't have the money. I think it was something like 6 years. They didn't have the money to buy the father a headstone. So they asked Martin, with all of his resources, can you please help us? We were able to help them and buy the family a headstone, as well as provide them with everything that they needed because it was a family in need. And there's so many different organizations and private parties, people that just need help, and they hear about Martin. It's almost like he's kind of like a Robin Hood. They hear about him and they ask him, can you help us? And Martin has a really hard time. I don't think he would even give it a second thought. He's always helping everybody. And all he has to do is send out an email. And when you get an email from Martin saying, please help, you know, we're all there. And it's because of Martin. It takes one person to get all these people together. And without Martin, none of this stuff would have happened. None of these people would have been helped. And I'm talking thousands and thousands of different types of people from all walks of life because of Martin and what he's created. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry to interrupt. Yeah, well, I turned. You were talking. I'm sure you met Joey Torres, right? He does an organization of Fuck Cancer, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned him earlier. Great guy. Great guy taking pictures. He's a very good example.
He has one of those shirts that says Fuck Cancer.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Well,
Joey Torres.
Yes, and that's actually a story of how we met him. A good example. It was his cousin. She was 15 years old, and she was dying. I don't want to lie and say what type of cancer it was because I don't know, but she was very ill, very, very ill. And his family approached me, and that's actually how me and Joey met, and that's how we became good friends. All they wanted to raise was a small amount of money. They were not asking for a lot, just so we could help have her a sweet 16 party. And we weren't even sure if she was going to make it. Well, I believe they asked for I think $1,500, and so I had this big run for her, and we gave her her first ride on a Harley. One of my friends, George Carrera, had a sidecar. She took a ride for her first time on a Harley. We were able to raise, I believe, almost close to $5,000. Somebody donated the limo. Somebody donated the dress. And she was already had an oxygen mask, and she made her 16th party, but she had to leave a little early because she wasn't feeling well.
Right.
And she died two weeks after.
Yeah, it's always tough to hear that one.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I will. That one I don't care. I'll take credit for it or whatever, but I'm glad I was able to do that one for her.
Yeah.
You know, don't know. That's something that's always going to stay with my heart, and that's why me and Joe Cat Torres have been friends ever since. He's very appreciative of what I've done, and that's why that's where the whole design came from with his T-shirts. It was for his cousin. I don't know if he told you that story or not, but that's why he started the company.
Oh, okay. No, and like I said, there's I got access to Quick Throttle, Thunder Press. I got another guy up north called Off the Chain Magazine. Yeah, we can start pumping a lot of things out here and get the support.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Paul, you
mean that's how it works.
Yes, hey, Martin and Phil, I'll tell you a quick story. In 2001, I went to San Gabriel Hog Meeting, and I met this woman that rode by herself from Oceanside to the Hog Meeting to promote Ladies of Harley. And her name is Randy. What's her last name, Randy Tweed? You there, Phil?
Hello?
And Randy 12.
Randy 12. Well, anyways, make a long story short, 2 weeks ago I took Martin's flyers to Kennedy Cycles, and we won on a paralyzed Vietnam veteran. Phil introduces me to a woman from Quick Throttle, and it's Randy, who I met back in 2001. I also met Pete Alva that day. I won a photo shoot contest in 2001. Anyways, what Randy told me is that Quick Throttle makes their money on advertising, so they're obligated to follow their clients on almost every run. So Rolling Deep for Charities wants to advertise in Quick Throttles. They'll pretty much cover every event. Just some food for thought there.
Yeah, if you do know her, Phil, I did ask her for help, but I guess she could have really help out this year. But
did you talk to her?
I talked to her several times, as a matter of fact, and sort of not to talk Quick Throttle or anything with that, but maybe next time you could talk to her before we do and see what she could help out with next year.
Problem, just like I told Paul with the event at Espinosa's, if you guys want need help to go talk to the city and stuff, hey, I'm there. I'll show you how to do it. We've never been turned down the way we do it.
Okay, great. That's fantastic.
The same thing. The only thing I could say, maybe Randy, I don't know when you talked to her, hold of her before the end of the month. You can get it in the next month. They do their deadline.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do, get a hold of me before the end of the month, usually by the 25th, because they're going to press. Anywhere between the 25th to the 28th.
Okay, I'll be sure that once I get some paperwork for my next events, that you get them as soon as possible. So you could get it on over there for tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, Martin, maybe their organization, like most of corporate America, would not believe anybody could do a bike run in Baja. So I think Harley's waking up. Easy Riders. You know, Latinos have $1 trillion spending power, and we buy the most Harleys and the most Chevys, I think. And so that's going to resonate, especially with what you're doing and getting all those banners and Harley. That's a fantastic job.
Yeah, I don't want to toot my horn here, but Bill and I happen to know Willie G and his daughter, does live here, and we'll see if whatever we can do with that too.
Yeah, we'll take it. Like I said, we want to network it, and I know there's so many charities out there. I mean, I understand that. Believe me, I understand that, because whenever you go to somebody with a new charity, well, okay, you're going to do what now? And I understand that, and it's things like when, like, for example, you, Phil, you actually seen what I do. You see what the cause I'm doing. You see where the money's going. So it makes it a lot easier for next year. You know what? I was there. I experienced it. Count me in. And it just makes my job, my staff's job, easier to get donations for the following year. Like I said, my goal this year was 1,000. I was able to do 1,700. Believe me, 2,000 next year is not going to be a problem. Guarantee
it. No, and I'm here to tell you that. Bill and I go down to Mexico a lot, and we have another thing going on the 25th with the Solo Angels.
Uh-huh.
can do the same thing. It's their big anniversary party. They're going to come and pick us up and ride us down. And I told Bill, I said, you know, when they do that and we show up, people are like, well, who are these two guys?
You know? Yeah.
I mean, it's just like this weekend when I showed up and people started, you introduced me to a few people and you told them, hey, you need to listen to the show, you need to get on the show, you need to talk to this guy. And I talked and listened to everybody that talked to me. I paid attention to what they had to say. I can't remember all the names, but I recognized the faces first. I'm not good with names, but I'm better with the faces. But it was an enjoyable weekend. I haven't had that much fun in a long time.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you were part of it. I'm glad were you part of it. Well, is there anybody else there? Because I think now.
Let me see. We got. Second. Hello, 619. Is that you, friend?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Hi, you have Martin on the phone, you have Ralph on the phone, you have Paul on the phone. This is Fran Del Sano. She's out of San Diego. She's a regular on the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, love. Sorry I missed the run, but I ran out of steam.
Well, if you go on Facebook, you'll see all the pictures. You'll see how much you missed out, but it is always next year.
Well, the one thing a truly smart biker knows when not to get on a bike. I don't care how good, how much money is on the line, a true biker knows when not to saddle up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run this past you. First off, John and I used to do a lot of what you and your wife is doing.
Okay.
And... is it hard? Yes. Remember this, however. Because you're doing it as husband and wife, and you're doing it out of love for what you believe in, it's something that you and your wife will always cherish. Now, putting that aside, when you're talking about advertising in any of the biker magazines, they must have require at least 3 months prior to the event. After they have it 3 months in advance, then they'll put that little blurb in that's what the event is on the event calendar.
Okay.
Okay, and that is generally all of them. Thunder Test, Free Two Wheel, nothing to do with, I ride this, you ride that. It doesn't make any difference. There is something that you can do for me, however. Over 20 years now, I have been trying to find in Mexico, there is an orphanage of deaf children. I know it's somewhere close to where you guys are. I have not been able to find it. And I would love to be able to make a tip there.
Well, Fran, what I can do is I can send Martin your email address and you can, or send me an email with what you're looking for and I'll forward it to him. And then once he has your email address, you guys can talk.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
I don't know if there's anything else I can help out with all of that. But the sooner you know, the sooner you have your flyer, the sooner it makes it easier to get it into any of the bike magazines.
Yes. Well, that's what I usually do. That's what I try to do before. I at least need to make to promote any events I do, and it takes 3 months of promoting it to be successful. It's not easy putting a ride together. And so, yeah, I do agree. 3 months is usually the window for you to go ahead and put it in any magazine or any issues that way.
Okay. If you and your wife is anything like John and I were, what's going to happen is you and your wife will take 1 month off, and you're going to put it to bed. In
yes.
1 month, okay, in 1 month, you and your wife and you're bringing the team, you go over what went well, what didn't, and you'll start putting together next year's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But you know something? No matter how you look at it, it is absolutely wonderful because there is nothing that can take away the feeling when you see a smile on a child's face.
Yeah. I
on
agree.
That note, I'm going to turn you back over to Phil.
All right, friend.
Okay.
Friend.
Nice talking to you.
We have another caller from 323. Hello, 317.
Yeah, how you doing, Martin? This is Ricardo, your primo Moose.
Hey,
Carlo,
hey,
can
how
you do me a favor
Ricardo?
And turn the sound down in the background, please?
Can you hear it better?
Yes.
Hey, just I've been dialed in for a little bit listening. I was driving most of the way over here. But my cousin is actually Rafael Gallegos, and I've known my team for a few years. Just wanted to give a couple comments. But overall, just my team and the staff have done an outstanding job. Like he's commented and Rick, you know, great words that he's put in. And it's just an overall great experience seeing those kids' faces and, you know, numerous kids coming up to every individual, every biker wanting to come up and take pictures on our motorcycles and asking for toys or and anything and talking to the parents on the words and just thanking us for everything and their staff. It's just priceless on the experience that you can experience just going over there. It just, like I said, words sometimes can express the experience people have. One thing I did want to mention was that, you know, this was my actually first time going down there in many years, and people like to say, don't fear Baja. One of our parents is coming back to the border. The Federales actually had one of the entrances closed off, and we had maybe about 8 bikes coming across. We had 2 cars coming with us. I actually got off, and I spoke to one of the Federales, and I asked them, hey, you know, we had magnets on the doors that they already gave us in. I said, look, we're a part of the event that gave toys to the orphanage and this and that. Is there any way they can cut in line? And he said, you know what? Well, go ahead. And actually saved us about 1 hour for our 2 vehicles of the women that were on our car to cross. They knew who we were, you know, and that right away, just let us do that overall. You know, just for the respect for us to going out there, they knew who we were. So, you know, again, everybody knew who we were. We had no problems whatsoever for people who had doubts in their mind about not being safe or whatsoever. You know, it's nothing like that whatsoever. But you know, just overall to my team, his staff, everybody who participated, you know, Sonia, Alista, Milo, everybody, just great job, and you know, continue guys doing great work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Moose.
I did the same thing when I was leaving. I had to go around the other way. When we got up there, the guy asked me where we were coming from, and I told him. They let us move up to the front, and the people in the cars got mad because they let the bikes go through to get up to the front. And then once we went through, the guys, I said, hey, I'm with them, and he told me, all right, we'll pull over there. So we all got to line up, and we all got to leave at the same time instead of trying to.
Wow. I thought that only happened to us because I guess that happened to everybody because that happened to us as well. There was about, I don't know, maybe about 20 of us when we left on Monday, and it was closed off, and I talked to one of the guys, and I told him, listen, man, can you do me a favor? Can you let me through? And he was, but he goes, tell you what, follow me. He jumped on his bike. We followed him to another entrance, and brought us right to the front. He'll just go through these cones, and you go through there, and you'll be right in front of the border. And I'm so glad we did, because we were right in front, and our bikes get hot. So, yeah, the police over there were just on our side. And, I mean, like I said, everybody who says, no, I had a bad experience, says, maybe you did. But I got to tell you about a lot of bad experiences I had here in California.
Hey.
But they took care of us. I told you the story about earlier with one of my staff members. They waited for them, took them back and forth. And I thought it only happened to us at the border, but I guess it happened to a lot of you, and I'm glad they took care of us.
We got another caller here. Let me see if they want to talk. We have another caller on Skype, 111. Are you there? Did you want to listen, or did you want to make a comment?
Hello?
Hello?
You're
live.
Hi, this is Melissa Victoria. I'm sorry. I'm choking here. But this is Melissa Victoria, and I'm Martin is like my brother. And I just want to say, Martin and Sonia, you know how much we love you guys. And all this started with a little dream. And you know what? Every year is getting bigger and bigger. And I know you looked at me funny last year when I told you we're going to do over 1,000 kids next year. Huh? And you looked at me funny and you said, I don't think that's way too many. Well, we did it, and we did it big. And next year will be a lot better. And you know what? It's all because of you two, Sonia and you. You guys do this event. You know, we're just the little peons. You guys do everything. I love you guys.
But we love you too, Miha. But I meant what I said. We're nothing without you guys, because we couldn't have done it without you. Like I said, I had a great staff, and you guys are our backbone. You know, you stepped up. You know, and I do remember the conversation. I do remember last year at the kids' donations, you told me, Martin, next year we're going to do 1,000. And I was being polite and say, okay, but I really thought you were crazy. Because
we did babies.
Yeah.
We
that's right. That's right.
Well,
we
but you know what? I think that next year, you know, we're going to have to start working really early, and you know what? We can make it a lot bigger.
Well, I think
we
already started working on it right now.
Yeah, it's that little dream that you guys had.
You know,
that's
I got a message in the chat room for you, Martin. I don't know if you know Viva La Vian.
Yes,
says,
I do.
Okay, she says, much love to you and Sonia for doing the Rosarita Run. This was the third year attending. It's been nothing but a great time. I see how much organization, time, and effort goes into it, and it's phenomenal, and simply energized by the love for a good cause.
Wow.
And then we have another caller here from 505. Let's see. Hello, 505. You're live.
Yeah, Phil, my crackberry fell out. This is my New Mexico home phone, so I had to jump on another phone.
Oh, okay. And then we have one more caller from, I think this is the Boston area. Is that you?
Hello.
Hey, did you have any questions or comments?
I just have to say that this is the second week that I've listened to you, Phil and Bill, and you've done tremendous things. And if we can do anything up in this area, Hermes Live and I, we'd be more than happy to help.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You know, so just keep doing what you're doing.
I try hard every day, trust me.
Believe me.
Sometimes I tell people I'm not just a good-looking guy, I'm smart too.
Well, you know, we all have to be smart to outfox a lot of people, Phil, as you know. So
that's true.
Just stay with it, and I'm really glad I got to know you, and I'm sure I'll get to know Bill. And my cell phone's going dead, so because I've been listening to you for 2 hours.
Okay,
so,
I appreciate that, Eunice. Thank you.
And I'll keep in touch with you guys.
You're going to be on. You're going to be one of my guests next Tuesday with Hermes. And
right.
To get all the particulars out on that show, I'll put it out. And
we appreciate that. Anything we can do to help you, let us know.
Well, thank you.
More than happy to. Okay, I never rode a bike, so that would be a first for a 71-year-old woman, right?
That's okay. Come out to the coast. I'll take you for a ride.
Okay, thank you. I'll do that.
All right.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we get. I know that lady for a while now, and she said she just started tuning in because she heard good things, and that's the best endorsement I can ever get.
You have a lot of supporters there, Phil.
And all it does is grow, and that's the thing. I'm not here. I'm not doing this. Sometimes I get heat because people want me to advertise. But if I advertise, and like anybody knows, if you advertise, then you have to go by certain rules. And I'd rather,
yeah.
I think wearing a helmet. I want to have the choice. I don't want to be told what to do. I want the choice. Which is doing what I'm doing right now without sponsorship. Little,
wow.
Like you know, Martin, it's a little heated at times. Yes, there's, you know, my dad told me when I was a kid, never go to bed mad. But sometimes that happens, or I'm sleeping on the couch. But,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. And
yes.
Sometimes it's
me and the couch are very good friends.
Exactly. So if anybody else has got any, we got about, well, we can go on as long as we want. That's no problem. I have control over that. But if anybody else wants to plug anything or something that's coming up in the next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or the next month or whatever, send me, you can get my email address off the bikersofamerica@blogspot.com. You can click on the link underneath the picture of Bill and I. And the show is archived, and you can download it for free. Usually after shows like this, the last one I had on where I had big numbers was when I had Emilio Rivera on. And the next day, I doubled my archives by 35,000 hits.
Wow. That's awesome.
And the night I had him on, we had 272,000 listeners worldwide. So right now, tonight, we're at 197. And then probably tomorrow, we'll get some big numbers on this. Because once the word gets out that we're not just a fly-by-night outfit. I mean, this is a guy, I'm sitting here in my house.
Wow.
I'm so glad I didn't know I would have been all nervous.
I'm sorry?
And I'm so glad I didn't know there were so many people listening. I wouldn't have been able to speak.
I usually try and not tell people that until after.
Well, I guess before we end this, I'm going to try and attempt one more time to get my wife on the phone so we could close it on a great note. But no guarantees. So I'm walking around the house looking for her.
Tell her I'm offering a challenge right now, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not going to work. I think she's still a little emotional. She appreciates it. She did leave me a little note that she appreciates. Oh, wait. She's making her appearance now. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Sonia Resendez, and I'm going to give her the phone now.
All right.
Hi, guys. This is Sonia. How are you guys?
Listen, let me explain something to you. Like Bill says, if you're going to be on the show and you don't feel comfortable talking, get a glass of wine. Sit in your favorite chair, put your shoes off, just relax, and it's just like talking to me over like we talked over the weekend. That's all it is. You don't have to be nervous. I won't tell you how many people are listening to you, but a lot are. And
I had
and
maybe
we've all been waiting
glasses.
To hear your voice. So you're
I
on.
Had maybe I had maybe about 3 glasses of wine right now. I am just very emotional. I was looking through the pictures today that everyone had been posting. I personally did not take my camera But I know that everyone was taking pictures, so everyone's tagging us, and it's just a blessing that we have such wonderful friends, and I cannot say that again. I express my feelings and to all my family and friends, and they've all been wonderful. They've all been very, very supportive of us. As Martin mentioned earlier today, that this entire charity event happened because my mom was an orphan. Her parents died when she was 9 and 10, and she lived in an orphanage for a while until her older sister was able to pick her up. And they struggled. They lived in Mexico, then they struggled so much. And to me, I do this for my mother, and I was hoping that she would be able to go this year, but she couldn't because she had to watch our kids. So next year, our kids will be old enough to go. Our youngest daughter will be 18, so she'll be able to be there. And we're taking my mother, and I want her to see what we do on her behalf, because I do it from my heart for these children that are in need. And it's just, it's been, I always tell my mom she needs to write a book, because she tells us her stories about how she struggled. She had no parents, you know, after 10 years old. And it's just a very emotional experience for me. So I love my husband for believing that once I told him, let's do this on behalf of my mother, he believed in it. And we started off with maybe 200 bikes to over 800 this year. And I know that a lot of people are afraid to go to Mexico because of all the bad publicity that they hear on the news, but that's only, you know, what you hear on the news. But once people go out there and experience how safe it is and how wonderful everything is, it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger every year. And so God, hopefully God is keeps my mother here for another year. My mother's 75 now. She's a widow. We lost my father 8 years ago, but I'm planning on taking her next year because she's going to be the star of the event. So,
well, you know, I'm right now. I want to. This is what I'm going to do. Martin and Sonia, as soon as you guys get the flyer for next year, send it to me. And I'm going to see if I get a hand in doubling or tripling the participation this next year.
That would be great. That would be great. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
When you spoke about the media and the way they do things, you know, I don't know if you heard the beginning of my show. I got something. I'm going to play this right now. I'd like you to listen. I'd like you to listen to it because this is the media telling the whole world about the biker community, and a friend of mine has a response to it. And I'm going to play it right now, and I want everybody to listen to this, and I'll tell you about it after it's done.
Okay.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media. Just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's right.
my friend Mike T.
Awesome.
That's it in a nutshell. They see.
That's it. Exactly.
I don't care if you're a weekend rider and they see on a Harley and you're wearing a leather jacket, you're the enemy.
That's right.
And if you guys take time and go on my blog, read Ocean School Affairs, interesting day. That's when I had two guys in a locked room with a heater on, quizzing us on things that we do. And basically, they spent $93,000 fucking me over a helmet ticket, and they lost. It was in for $211.
Wow.
So I'm that's one of the reasons they mess with my show, because I don't have nothing against law enforcement. I have when they don't do it right.
Right. And like, I'm sure a lot of you guys read the article that Rick Delgado wrote, that AKA Rick, Irish Rick. You know, everyone thinks that these bikers are, you know, these criminals or whatever you think. But believe it or not, I've been around the biker world for many, many years. And these guys have a big heart. They're little teddy bears. You know, my husband's a big, huge guy, but he has the biggest heart in the world. He will cry if we're talking about a certain story, or if I'm telling him something that I went through. We will cry together. And that's why I love my husband so much, because he's such a wonderful, wonderful person that I don't think I will ever meet or have met anyone like him. He's just a huge teddy bear. Like a lot of these guys, you know?
Oh, and it's just like community. A lot of people don't understand it. Sometimes it's very small. I spent a lot of years in the Marine Corps, and it was a very small community to me, because everywhere I went, it was someone I knew. And
right.
This story about Juju, my guy that spoke to me and talked to me about it is actually one of my bosses. And he wrote a little comment here. He said, "It's so sad that the mother has to put her only child to rest and needs help doing this. No mother or father ever thought they would have to do this. She was only 5 years old. So I want to thank you, Phil, in helping out on this, and to thank all your biker friends for your help. So what I want to do is I put it out in the chat room on where everything's going to be, but it's going to be they're going to have a car wash fundraiser Friday at 4:30 to 7:30 at Karina's Mexican Restaurant, located at 1705 Highland Avenue, National City. And on Saturday morning, which is probably the one I will be at, but it's going to be at the Golden Hills Liquor at 2795 B Street in San Diego, from 8 a.m. to noon, and it's going to be a car wash. So I challenge everybody, even if your car's clean, run down and make a donation. I'll find Go ahead.
I'm sorry. As you were talking about it and you posted that link on my wall, I made a donation and I shared it on my wall. So I'm hoping that a lot of our friends can donate, because as we were crossing the border, I was, my friend Delilah was with me, and she opened up her Facebook, and that was the first thing that she saw was Juju, and she couldn't believe it, and she was just telling me that she just saw Juju and her father about a month ago, because they live out in the San Diego area, and it touched me, because I have a daughter, which is, you know, she's my only daughter, and I don't know what I would do without her. So it just broke my heart. So as you posted that on my link on my wall, I made a donation. So I saw the goal, and we're close to that goal. So probably after we hang up the phone, we will reach that goal, because I'm going to reach out to a lot of our friends, because it's very close to the family.
Uh-huh.
So we will reach that goal.
People don't understand. Sometimes this is such a small community that we all know each other.
Right.
The thing that brings everybody together that people really don't understand is they think they just that. Well, basically, I've been told the only reason you guys do these fundraisers and help out with kids is so you take the heat off for the other things that you do. Well,
right.
I don't do any other things. I'm doing this here,
awesome.
And I'm doing my daily blog. And I talk about bikers' rights and helping people. And right now, you guys, I'm on your team. You got a guy for as long as I'm breathing.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you and your wife. You guys were lovely all weekend. I know I was busy running around everywhere, and I didn't get a chance to sit and speak with you guys. But,
no worries. I
hope that we have the privilege to sit down one day and talk, because I think you guys are awesome people. You guys are doing a great thing, and I just want to thank you. Thank you for everything that you guys do.
Well, that's one of the reasons I do this. I don't do it to get a pat on the back or a swelled head. I do it because people don't understand. And what people really don't understand is there's 2.3 million registered motorcycles in California. If I could get everybody to put politics and bullshit aside for one day, just think of the force we'd be reckoned with.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. I know. But like you said, there is a lot of politics, and you know, hopefully that will change. But
yeah.
What you do is a wonderful thing.
It's like I said in the beginning of this, they were messing with us, and they took me off the air for about 7 minutes. And
did they really?
And a lot of times they park out in front of my house with the white van and the antenna, and they try and jam us, or they follow us. They'll follow me
from
the freeway to the house when they know I'm going to do the show.
Yeah, you were telling about that briefly.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah. And that's
crazy.
Our tax dollars at work. The money,
yeah.
You know, just money they spend on that, if they spend it on the kids and the children. That, like, there's not too far from me in Vista, California, there's a church. They opened their parking lot because they ran out of room inside. People were living in their cars in the parking lot. And the city decided they didn't have a permit. So they made them close the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's very sad.
Yep.
That's very sad. But, you know, overall, I just want to thank you for supporting our event. It was a wonderful experience for me, for my sisters, for my husband, and next year we're going to take our kids, and like I said, my mom will be there, God willing. I want her to see what we do on her behalf, because she sees pictures and she gets very emotional. Like you said, I have a couple glasses of wine. I did, so I'm a little relaxed now. I'm a little relaxed now. And,
that's okay. If Bill was here, he's actually on Tuesdays he takes his wife to the doctor. But if Bill was here, he'd probably start with his doctor love and make you a little more comfortable.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm a very funny person. I think I'm always joking around. I talk a lot of crap, but I have a huge heart for people in need. That's just my nature. And I met a wonderful man, and I never thought that I would meet someone like Martin that would be able to share that experience with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm blessed. I feel blessed all around. I have a great family. I have wonderful sisters that were there helping out, volunteering, including my brother-in-law. It was just wonderful. We have great friends. It was just awesome. And like Martin mentioned earlier, you know, we work so hard for months and just to prepare for this event. And but it's all worth it. It's all worth it. I'm not tired anymore. I have the week off of work because normally I'm just drained. But I feel good. I feel great. I could go back to work tomorrow, but I think I'm just going to take the rest of the week off. Why not?
Yeah, I think you earned it. If they give me any shit, tell them to call me. I'll speak up for you.
I will. I feel great. I think it's the Lord's blessing because, like I said, we're always exhausted. And today I woke up early and I feel great. I'm not tired anymore.
There you go.
So, you got me on the line. I like you said earlier, you don't like the limelight, and neither do I. I'm always in the background. I'm the behind-the-scenes kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I let my husband do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the speaker. He's everything.
Yeah, but I like anything else, I know who's still the boss.
That's right. I'm kidding, Martin. Yes, but I'm just not the I don't like to be part of the limelight. I'm a behind the scenes kind of girl.
Yeah, that's how I was, and Bill was bugging me for a long time about that, and finally he just kept. One day we were at this event and he just stuck the microphone in my hand and said, "You're on," and walked away.
Oh, that's
staring at me, and I'm like, humming.
What I heard.
Huh?
That's basically what I heard Martin saying. You know, my wife is not going to come on the line because she's very emotional, which I am. I've been crying because I've been looking at different pictures today, and it's just emotional to see these kids that don't have anything, and they are so happy just to receive this a backpack with school supplies or just this soccer ball, and it was just awesome, you know. I think it's just, that's what breaks my heart, is that they are so happy to receive these gifts that mean nothing to these kids in the States.
Right.
You know, these kids are so spoiled. And I know that we also have a lot of needy kids here in our area and our surrounding neighborhoods. And I do also help out a lot of my friends that, you know, if single mothers, I always try to help them. You know, and we try to do a lot of things that we don't make public, but we always try to help out whichever way we can. And, you know, I have a friend that lives down the street from me. She's a single mom, and she got laid off, and she hasn't been able to find a job, and she has two young kids, so we're always helping her with whatever we can, whether it's financially, whether it's with food, whatever they need, whatever
yeah.
the kids need.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, we get a lot of heat for when we do something, and we did the PVA run, which is Paralyzed Vets, and I don't know if you know about what happened was they approached us because the government couldn't afford to fix the van. So we ended up buying them a 24-passenger seat bus, wheelchair lift, everything. And we do two fundraisers a year to keep it running because our government can't find it in the budget to supply the money to fix it so it can take the guys to and from the hospital.
Right. I totally understand. I totally understand. But then they can they have money to solicit prostitutes. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Let me put it to you this way. We're on this is like radio free speech where the United
I know
that does this.
I
get a lot of heat sometimes because of it, and I really don't care because they can't take me off the air.
Right. That's awesome. I love what you do. I really do. That's wonderful. I think you're going
to
have
when you guys get all your stuff together and your flyers and everything and anything else and anybody that's out there listening right now, if you have anything that you want to put out, send it. You can go on the blog, which is bikersofamerica.blogspot.com. You can go in the contact info and get my email address and send it to me. If it's a spam thing, I have a program that reads it, and if it's spam, I won't get it, because don't send me your you wanna sell me Viagra, Cialis, or all that other
right
stuff. Here
right
for a reason to sell
right
that shit
right. That's awesome. And again, like Martin said earlier, I think next year's theme will be tennis shoes for the kids. I love the school backpacks, school supplies. Bikes are great. Toys are great. But I think our main focus is going to be tennis shoes.
Oh, you know what? They started handing me, when I was handing out the stuff, they started handing me the little sandals. And the flip-flops.
Right.
And I handed them, I put them in the bag, and that's the first thing the kids went for. And one kid put them on. I was really surprised.
Oh, my God. Yes, because they don't have that. They don't have these things. We automatically think that these kids live the way we do, but they don't.
No, they don't.
Their parents struggle. A lot of them are single parents who live in this little hut that don't have money.
Yeah, I asked.
Anything we give them, they appreciate.
I asked the one lady if it was a little boy or a little girl, and she pulled back the blanket, and I think they interrupted his lunch.
Wow.
I experienced that when I asked her if it was a niño or a niña, and she lifted up the blanket to show me that it was a little boy who was having lunch.
Oh, my God. See, those stories break my heart. Those stories break my heart. But now that you have me on the radio, I didn't think a lot of people. First of all, I want to thank you and your wife for being there and supporting us. I want to thank Milo and Melissa Victoria, who donated all the food, all the diapers, baby clothes for over 100 people, 100 families, actually. Our VP, Rafael Gallegos, Mario, who donated a large amount of money for us to purchase toys. Our lady that was cooking, she donated her entire food for 15. She said, Sonia, I'm always going to donate more food than what you tell me, because there's always kids from the neighborhood that are going to see and they're going to want to come and eat. So she always donates more than what we ask her to. She donated hot dogs, quesadillas, tacos, water, and she donates this out of her own money. And, you know, Annie and Armando, everyone that was very, very helpful, and we're very grateful to everyone that was able to participate and help us make this event possible. And, you know, we try to thank everyone, and we forgot a lot of people. Again, it was just, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, mm-hmm. but thank you for allowing me and giving me the privilege to speak with you today.
No worries. I normally
don't do this. I normally don't do this. It's always my husband.
That's okay. Sometimes you need to step out of the limelight and get a pat on the head.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm going to hand over the phone to Martin. And like I said, whoever can donate to Juju's cause, I posted it on my wall. I saw it. I copied it from your link. We made a donation right now. As soon as you posted it on my wall, I had to make that donation because, like I said, it was very close to our friends, and it was a devastating accident, and it actually happened to two little girls that were in the back seat. They lost control of the car, and they went into the reservoir, and two of the little girls that were in the back seat passed, and they were only 5 years old. So on our way home, that's all we talked about was me and my friend Delilah. And it was just devastating how such awful things like this can happen when we had such a great, wonderful weekend. You know, it was just kind of a bummer driving home. But,
yeah. People just don't understand sometimes that it can happen to you in a heartbeat.
Yes. Yes. So appreciate life, appreciate your family, your children, your friends, because you never know. You never know. So again, I just want to thank you, and I hope a lot of our friends are listening right now and are able to donate to this cause. It's on my wall, and if you have any questions, you can call me or Delilah. Delilah is a good friend of ours. She was driving home with me when, like I said, when she opened up her Facebook and realized what had happened, and she was in total shock. So I'm hoping, I know that we will meet that goal because I saw what their goal is and how close they are to it. So I'm sure we'll meet that goal by tonight.
Yeah, or surpass it. Hopefully we
yes.
can surpass it. Because yes. there's a lot of stuff that goes on with that, but like I said,
yes.
it's gonna they're gonna have the car wash on Saturday morning at 2795 B Street in San Diego from 8 to noon, and then they're gonna have the other fundraiser. This thing it's gonna be at 105 Highland Avenue in National City. That's from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Karina's Mexican Restaurant, and goal is to raise approximately $1,000 for the funeral. But for any information, please contact Gabriel, and his number is 951-505-6286, or email. I can't read his email address; it didn't come out right. But you can go to www.gotfundme.com and just type in Juliana Juju Figueroa and it'll come up.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you so much. And like I said, it was a pleasure meeting you and your wife, and I will hand you over to Martin.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, guys, is everybody still on?
Anything you need, you got the number, and I hope we can surpass this goal, and I'm going to post this again so people can listen to it. At the archives, you can download for free. Martin, anything you want to do, and what was that thing you were talking about at Chicano Park? What day is that?
That's the Russell Riders. That's with Vatos and Viclas. They were there as well. Unfortunately, I don't have that posted up, but maybe the next on your next Thursday or Tuesday, Or maybe I could have them give them a call, have them call in, and they could give you all the information, or else I'll just post it on your wall. All right?
All right, perfect. And anything you want to do, you got my email address. Just keep me in the loop, and maybe I'll see you over the weekend at the car wash.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you, and everybody have a good night. Okay? Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.